If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Our friends from Planned Parenthood will be at Sexy Liberal tomorrow night.
Yes.
Along with people from Gloria Allred and Firm, Lisa Bloom and Firm. It's a star-studded occasion. Stephen Stills on panel with us. Jill Sobule in the house. Breaking news. Bridgegate jury found Bill Baroni and Bridget guilty, Kelly guilty on all counts. Somebody stress eating in New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Oh, things does not seem good.
Yeah. I have to hope Francis is right. It's Hillary in a landslide Tuesday. Although, yes. Don't get happy. Don't get complacent. Get out and vote.
Go vote.
But I'm just saying, evil always overplays its hand. And these bullies, these Chris Christies, these Rudy Giuliani's of the world. I was just saying, if Rudy Giuliani is not convicted of the under the Hatch Act, have you heard? This is what everybody's talking about. Here is Rudy Giuliani 2 days before the FBI news. He used to be Comey's boss.
Yes.
Okay, listen to that.
And I think he's got a surprise or two that you're going to hear about in the next 2 days.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about some pretty big surprise.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say that this morning. What do you mean?
You'll see.
Stay tuned. Rudy Giuliani, you're lucky because we got to go. I'm out of time. Otherwise, I keep pressing you.
We're not going to go down, and we're certainly not going to stop fighting. We've got a couple things up our sleeve that should turn this around.
Really? We?
Wow. Wow.
We.
You feel so special.
We, as in you and the FBI?
Right. Yep.
And you were just saying somebody...
I just was reading an article about supposedly... One of the FBI union bosses just stepped down because he said, you know what? This is nothing but Trump land up in here, and this is not what we do.
Yep.
So he's going into the private sector, into the banking sector.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, and everybody has it out for Hillary at the FBI.
Yeah. I was saying this meme on Facebook that Hillary is doing it backwards in high heels with the FBI and Russia against her.
Yes.
And she's still winning.
And did you see that NBC report saying that the October 26th internet situation was a trial run for basically a fire cell in the United States, and that the U.S. government is afraid of what's going to happen on Election Day?
Lisa Bloom was about to have a press conference to introduce the woman who claimed Trump raped her when she was 13. Lisa Bloom was hacked. The private information got out. There were threats. They had to cancel the press conference.
Yes.
The woman's too afraid to come forward.
That's right.
I mean, if you're okay with dirty tricks and bullies, listen to Michael Moore. And if you think the mainstream media is somehow on Hillary's side, have you heard this reported widely? Michael Moore caught it on CNN with Don Lemon. Listen
to
this.
Whoever's watching the show right now, you just introduced something that needs to be investigated. Somebody has to answer for what we just saw that you just showed us, the American people, because that was frightening. Yeah. That Giuliani, in all of his craziness, he looked like so self-assured that he knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 I wasn't aware that the FBI ever sent memos to political parties. Like, I didn't know that reporting was even in the system.
Were you ever aware that the FBI would be on the same side as the KKK and the KGB?
That I was aware of.
Right.
But I always thought it was one of those, oh my gosh, are we on the same team? Oh my God, me too. Oh my God. Like, more like that. Not so much that they called each other and actually had meetings.
I mean, Kim Jong-un wants Trump to be president. The Grand Imperial Wizards want Trump to be president. Vladimir Putin wants...
ISIS
really wants Trump to be president. And Scott Baio.
That's your team.
If that's not enough evil.
That's your team.
That's your team.
You guys tweeted, it's the worst anxiety we've ever felt, this constant stirring in your chest screaming, this is not America. Trump and this hate are not America.
It doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all losing it. I mean, everybody's so tense. I feel
listen to my first hour, right?
Yeah. I mean, touchy. Everybody touchy. Everybody's
sensitive. I almost jumped out of the car the other day.
Yeah.
Somebody honked at me.
Really?
I almost threw the car in park and was like, what you hate? Like, you want to have a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about America.
Because I feel like now they are really actively... with us. I was like, when Melanoma said that her main concern is bullying.
Now social media is a centerpiece of our lives. It can be a useful tool for connection and communication. Our culture has gotten too mean and too rough, especially to children and teenagers. It will be one of the main focuses of my work if I'm privileged enough to become your first lady.
She had to wrap it up because Camille Cosby was giving a speech about consent.
Yeah, exactly. Next door. Yeah. Yeah.
That was that almost just takes your breath away, doesn't it?
I mean,
yeah.
To me, I'm going, somebody must hate her because this is the second time they've put her out there
to say something stupid.
To say something
the
so
people will
stupid.
Laugh right in her face.
Well, she's either saying something stupid or she's warning her son about his father.
Right.
Yeah. Those are the only two options.
Well, you can cut down on 90% of cyberbullying by just taking Donald Trump's phone.
Right.
That's all you,
you
have
go.
To
there
do.
You go. The NEA,
90% is gone.
The NEA in their study actually calls it the Trump effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. I have a, I mean, this is a horrible story, but I know somebody who is works at a charter school system, and a little girl was walking to school, and a man jumped out and grabbed her by her lady parts.
Yeah.
And not that, and here's the thing. Am I saying that that person isn't a predator and wouldn't have, hasn't assaulted people and wouldn't, but this whole grabbing her that way, I'm like, I know exactly who to thank for that. And I really do think that we've allowed this, the media, we've all are sitting here and we've, all this hate is spewed out everywhere.
Yeah. It's
and
weird.
We have
it's like
to confront it.
The only, cases of vote fraud so far have been, Trump voters.
Right.
Trying
yeah.
to vote twice. And you yes. know why? Because Donald Trump suggested that.
Yeah.
Indeed he did.
Yeah.
Okay, wait for it. We must treat each other with more kindness and respect.
We must win on November 8th. And we must come together as Americans.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
yeah.
must treat yeah. each other with respect and
oh,
kindness.
Good to know. Okay.
Even when we disagree.
Oh.
Donald Trump, with your help and God's grace.
No.
Will make America great again.
Thank you.
And then Chris Christie's Thank wife came you. Out and talked about the importance of a vegan diet.
Right,
right,
right.
And,
right.
and good roads.
I mean, when you're advocating on behalf of the opposite of your husband.
Yes,
there you go.
Matt, they really think we're stupid.
Yeah.
No, this is when I'm like, no, they are really with us now. Okay,
yeah.
this is.
Yeah.
But this is the Roy Cohn playbook. Just yeah. the big lie, repeat it, don't waver,
mm-hmm.
and it works. For Donald Trump, the more he loses, the more he claims victory.
Yes.
Again, you have to Google who Roy Cohn was if you don't understand this, because Donald Trump is Roy Cohn's Sith Padawan.
Wow.
mm-hmm. Matt,
that was a lot of pop culture.
That was, one packed into one little.
Well,
okay.
Star Wars
Matt.
Geeks will get it.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, sexy mama.
Yes,
good
hello.
Good morning to the loveliness that is Angela.
Yeah, thank you.
And good morning, Your Grace, Father John.
Word.
Why doesn't somebody sit her down, Melanoma that is, sit her down and make her watch an endless stream of the entire insult barrage that has come from his pie hole for the last however many years and say, okay, now defend that.
Mm-hmm.
Defend the thing he said about a disabled journalist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Defend the thing he said about punching the guy in the face. Defend that for me.
If it was to be a billion-dollar housewife, I'd defend it. I would rather make Trump supporters watch all those clips and defend them than Melania.
Yeah. Then suddenly that grabbing someone's he becomes just Du Bois talk.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
This
right.
is how Du Bois talk. Like this and that.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think that the call is coming from inside the house. I think she's trying to.
He's warning Bannon. He's warning
it's
Bannon.
It's inside Trump Tower. Have you checked the children? Catherine in Baltimore. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, Mama, Angela, and John. First of all, Mama, I want to be the official bridge over Stephanie Miller Bridge over troubled water over orchestra pits over farewells in the Hamptons over mean exes. But I didn't think I could possibly have any more respect for John Fugelsang until I saw him almost like a seven second layman just dive into that orchestra.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah.
I was there and yeah. I assumed I was so terrified. I assumed that we didn't know where the meet and greet was going to be, and I assumed it was canceled, that everybody was going to the hospital. And I had
it was in the emergency room, the meet and greet, yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I jumped into that orchestra pit because I will do anything to protect the meal ticket.
Yes. Thank
right.
you, John. Thank
well,
you.
I brought Maryland crab cakes and my book to be signed by Mama. So I am so excited to go to the Fathom event in Arundel Mills Mall on Monday night.
Aw, fantastic. And Gloria Allred, who, you know, went in the ambulance with me to the emergency room, will be in the audience.
Awesome.
It's all sexy liberal full circle.
Yeah, has Gloria gotten that theater named after you?
No,
yet?
I'm going to get an update on Saturday, though. She's been a little busy, what with the, you know, Trump accusers.
Yeah.
Yeah, today, I think
today's the last workday for a real October surprise.
I know.
Mm. Well, I think these people need to know how on edge we are. We can't. You got to stop messing with us, okay? We cannot take it. We are barely keeping it together.
Are you afraid of like your phone? I'm just like, what kind of news update is
Let
this?
Let me tell you something. Angela can tell you. I have been sitting in front of my TV waiting for the N-word tape. I've been waiting.
Oh. Well, it exists. It exists.
I know it exists. I've been told by other people that it exists. They know it does.
Stop telling her this. She will not turn away from the TV. She's like, it's going to come out any second.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Any second.
Christmas is going to come early. And it ain't going to be a white Christmas. This is not the bombshell thing, but I just thought at this Trump's apprentice TV editors say his raw footage was a disaster.
Yeah.
I just love just Trump would often make arbitrary decisions which had nothing to do with people's merit, said one senior editor. He'd made decisions based on who he liked or disliked personally, blah, blah, blah. So they were basically saying they had to edit The Apprentice to make Trump seem like... I'm going, you can't edit the presidency. They had to edit to make him not seem like such a lunatic.
Right. I mean, to me, I'll never forget it. It was like one of the earlier seasons, and I think it might have been even the first season, and the two people left were this white guy who I believe maybe had a GED, and I'm not even kidding, and a black guy who went to Harvard and had a Harvard MBA, and he chose the white guy, and he said, because he just had something about him.
Just something.
Just
I don't know what it is.
Just a certain kind of chutzpah.
Wow.
Oh my God, listen
something
to this.
I'm sorry, you're ruining my entire opinion of The Apprentice.
I know, it's really
We'd
good.
Often be shocked at whoever Trump chose to fire, said the editor. Our first priority on every episode like that was to reverse engineer the show to make it look like his judgment had some basis in reality.
Oh, yeah. My God.
No, did you hear the whole Little John incident where Little John dressed up as Uncle Sam for one of their competitions? And Donald Trump kept calling him Uncle Tom. And because he was very confused, and dozens of people kept saying, oh, no, you mean Uncle Sam. And he would argue with them. He's like, no, I mean Uncle Tom.
He said Marlene Matlin was retarded, and that's the word he used.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing to me.
And did you see that Don Jr.'s
college roommate
came out and put that little story out about Donald Trump coming to his dorm room, and they were supposed to go to a Yankees game, and he came out in a jersey, and his father punched him out.
Yeah. He slapped him on the face, knocked him on the ground, and just said, put on a suit.
Put on a suit.
And walked out.
I'm torn on this one, because I like the fact that kid got hit. It's a hard
Angela
call.
Louise Shelton.
That is a hard... Yes. I'm sorry, Mom.
That's allegedly that happened. Allegedly.
That's parenting. I don't know what you guys do.
But other
Hey, if Donald Trump's father had loved him, Ted Cruz would be the nominee right now. So don't forget that.
Yeah. Other kids corroborated it too, though.
They
said, like, I mean.
And then they said that he was drunk the entire time, like always in a cask, always.
Fredo or Donald Sr.?
Donald Jr.
Jr.
Yes. Jr. was drunk all the time. Yeah. Because Donald Sr. doesn't drink.
Right, I know.
Yeah. You don't need to.
Right away, I don't. Yeah. I agree with Chelsea Handler on that. That's right away.
That's a sign of me.
That's
me
red
too.
Flag. Red flag. 47 minutes
Hey, the last millionaire at birth CEO who didn't know anything and didn't drink, we had as president, worked out great.
It was fantastic.